Hey, Crystal, how are you doing?
Good, Ruben, how are you?
Good, good. So can we kind of walk through this because I'm quite confused.
Sure. The discounting commission model is what you guys use for the discounting that you guys are approved for. So the
Correct.
EFA term should be the full term we approved it at, and then you put in your number of advance payments in that box below.
Okay. The question I have is this. Kara's with me. Can you bring up that Bluebridge calculator? I'm fine 100% doing that. I just want to make sure we don't have an issue. So if we use 36 and 2, what it says here is the payment is 3229, which is in my calculations impossible because when I run a T value using the same numbers, the payments are wildly different.
Yeah, our T value is done a lot differently. We don't use the same date. We use the same date as what's going in for today, but the remaining payments are pushed out for 2 months.
I
We don't
understand.
pull.
I understand that, but when like so to walk you through like the basic stuff with the T, basically to walk you through the basic stuff with the T value. If we put in these, if I do a normal T value and I say today's date is the $96,000 and change lease, today's date is 8 points on that, which is almost 8,000 in commission, and 7,000 in change, and then a month from now you collect 34 payments.
We're not collecting a month from now. That's
Okay.
the problem. Yeah.
Okay.
and it's yeah you guys on you we just we did a deal for you based on construction, and you guys use this discounting commission model as well.
Well, my concern, well, just real quick, my biggest concern is this. So when I if I do T values on that numbers, I get to a payment of around 3,400 bucks a month, give or take. And what that represents is the lender collecting 34 additional payments, and also us keeping, because the first and last is just truly commission. It's nothing else. It's just advanced commissions. So we're selling off 34 payments, and we're collecting 8 points plus first and last, so a total of about 3,400 plus two. The challenge is if I use these numbers, these 3,229 numbers, I don't think it allows for us to make that much commission. It only allows us for us to make it. It doesn't allow for us to make. There's not
Your
enough.
commissions are bought based on points on the stream. You could do your commission up here and do more than 15 points on the cost of the equipment. As long as it says pass at the bottom, you're good to go.
Okay, well, can you walk through these numbers and confirm how much our total commission would be using this schedule? That's my biggest concern is steal funds. We do something wrong and we're missing thousands of dollars in commissions. That's my biggest
Well,
concern.
your desired points on equipment costs are 15, correct?
Eight, because it's above 75,000. They're eight.
Second. I'm looking. This is on the Shelton payment.
No. This is on Devonshire. Because here's my
Yeah, the
concern.
T value, the commission model that Kara attached only shows the cost of $27,724.62.
Well, can you bring up the Devonshire numbers and let me know what we're supposed to use here? Because if I use your system of 36 months and I keep two in advance, here's my challenge. I get to pay back of 116 for of 116 244 dollars in commission, and then also subtract the first and last payments of 3,200. What that says to me is that Bluebridge Financial will make $5,000 in finance charges for lending $95,000 over 3 years. Those numbers
Wait.
don't.
Hold on one second.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be rich. I'm just 90.
No, I know, but I got an email from Kara for Devonshire Express, Devonshire Enterprises Inc., and what's attached is a Chet Shelton payment.
Okay. That's obviously wrong, but can you walk me through the numbers using that calculator and I can give you.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, take your time.
Right, so what's the approved rate for you guys on that one?
I believe it's 7.5%.
Let me just see something.
and maybe on this Chet Shelton deal before docs that people can deal with that as well. I'm going to... Give me one second if you could.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kara, tell Sandra not to send out those Chet Shelton docs. Well, we'll see how it goes down then. Okay.
What's the app number for Devonshire? Because I'm not seeing it in my system. So
it might be under Reseda. It might be under Reseda, R-E-S-E-D-A, House of Galby.
Okay.
I guess we got the Chet Shelton auction, so we'll deal with that issue as it comes up. I mean, you're talking, I wish the money...
7.5%. It's 90. Let me just go into here. I show the cost of the equipment is 96,139.42.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and how many points are you putting in?
We want 8.
You could do more than 8.
No, because it's above...
Yes, you can. With this discount and commission model, you can. That's what I was trying to tell you before. You can do more. As long as it says pass at the bottom, can do more than 8.
I thought we were explicitly told not to do anything above 75 has to be 8 points. What
am I
missing?
You were not doing this discount and commission model. If you read the discount and commission model, points are not to exceed on the stream of 15%. Model will fail and broker must reduce commission. As long as at the bottom it says pass when you plug in your numbers, you can put in.
Okay. So this is a learning experience. We're going to have to, you know, we'd rather win the deal and not kind of rock, you know, we've already quoted the customer out, so we want to stick to, you know, holding that straightforward line. We're going to stick to these 8 points.
Okay. So 8 points.
But now I know on any BlueBridge deal, we can do, if we're discounting, 50 points. Okay.
Yes, I'm just saying, as long as it says pass at the bottom, like on this one, I'm just going to play around for a second. Like if I put 18 points on the cost of the equipment,
yeah,
it gives you a pass and you get 14.42% points on stream.
Okay, so let's walk through this to see where our numbers are off. So what if we use 8 points on this 96,139? And if I disconnect, call me back. It's just a wireless headset.
No problem. Mm-hmm. So your EFA term on this one is 36. So you're going to put in the 36 months, and then we're going to do, you said, 2 advance payments?
We want to collect first and last in as additional commission, correct?
Yeah, well, our discounting commission model isn't like that, though. You're not set up for true discounting.
Okay. So maybe I'm hearing terminology I just don't understand. I appreciate you walking me through this.
Mm-hmm.
We were under the impression that we collect the first and last plus 10 plus whatever points. Is that incorrect?
You're collecting points on stream. So like on this one, you're going to put in 8 points so you can walk through the commission model, because this is what you guys have been using since we sent this out.
Okay.
So if you do 36 months and you do the 2 advance payments, the monthly payments come out to be $3,229.78.
Okay.
You hold the payments of $6,459.55. Your commission due on top of that is only going to be
So I understand. So this model means, so we're not retaining for, all right, so this is the whole issue.
You're going to be shortfall.
So this Chet Shelton deal is screwed. That's the problem. Okay. So, yeah, we took a bath on Chet Shelton. Okay. I understand. See, what's happening is this. When we use this, what you're saying, and I think I understand, is this. You're saying BlueBridge can dock this deal as first or first and last. You can do one down or two down. But you're just getting points. You're just really getting this as a broker transaction. You're getting it white labeled, but you're not retaining first and last.
You're just collecting it up front. We're shortfalling your
commission. Yes, so that's the inherent problem. So on this one, we can put up to 15 points, not because 15 in first and last. We're just collecting. I got what you're saying. Okay. You can T-value any numbers with first and last, but first or first and last. But that doesn't mean you're actually taking those as advance payments. You're remitting
it.
It's a shortfall. Okay, that's
For you to do a true discounting with us, we have a monthly volume requirement that you guys have to meet, which you're not meeting at this point.
Okay, so, but when we communicate with funding, the issue is that's what's causing the issue, because when they price out deals, we assume we are keeping the first and last, not a shortfall.
Mm-hmm,
ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch, 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 ouch. Okay. So, okay. So while you got that number in front of you, so I can put up, I can put 15 points in this deal. It doesn't matter. First and last, it's just I'm getting paid as a broker. We're getting paid as a broker. We're not getting paid as a discounter. We're not retaining those payments.
No.
Okay. Ouch. Ouchie mama. But then we can put in more points.
Well, actually,
to make...
hold on one second, because...
Yeah, because what you're saying is, you're saying, hey, look, there's 8 points on it. You're retaining first and last, which is about $6,400, and the total commission is about $7,800, so you get like $1,400. That's the problem. Because what we're under the impression is $6,400 plus first plus last as commission. So on this one, we've got to up our points to get to it, because we're not retaining first and last.
Correct. And I know we spoke about this a while ago, too, and I explained to you how our discounting went, that we were to do our true discounting with us, where you get to collect and keep first and last plus put commission on it. You got to meet a monthly requirement, because you guys ran into the same issue when we sent out our discounting commission model on a couple of deals.
It's the whole issue where I need to explain to our funding department. We need to T-value when we go to our sales reps as broker transactions, not as discounted transactions.
Okay. Well, I would just say they should use our discounting commission model on our deals that they're funding.
Okay.
Because that's what's going to be used.
So on this one, I can just bump. So, because just to put in perspective, if I was trying to keep first and, or Bank of Cards trying to keep first and last as commission, which is about $6,500, which is another 6 points, we can just max out the points to get to the payment we want to get to make the amount of money we want to make.
Yeah. Like, you could do 18% on the cost of the equipment, and it shows as passed, and you will collect the payments of $7,057.66, and then we're going to owe you commission of $10,247.44.
But that's the shortfall. But the max points we can put into this deal is 15, correct?
Mm-hmm. On stream, yes.
Okay. Versus upfront.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always stream because it's an EFA, or is that wrong?
Yes, that's correct, because it's an EFA.
Okay, so let me explain to Kara. I think I understand this issue now. It's just different language being spoken, which is fine. Now we can kind of rectify the issue.
Okay, that
cool.
works.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.